as I stand on the floor of the board of this car on the road. Got this woman in the backseat. She my wifey in the middle of delivery. Man, she saved me till this day, I don't know why. She picked me up when I was down on the road with the wind when it blows. So a sun gonna rise in a mile. Well, I'm headed to town now. Can't stop it with the wheels in my hand. It's a stand on the floor of the board of this car.
And liftoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's a juice box, man.
It's not a tumor.
But there are other communists who don't show their real faces.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
Stupid fat, honey.
I just diagnosed you retarded.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Alueto, putty alueto.
Hello, everybody.
Hi guys, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Juice Box with Aussie and Kay Sully. Later on today in the studio, we are going to be joined by our fantastic, amazing Jacob Steele. He is on a date with his girlfriend right now, Kay Sully.
Oh, no way. That's why
it's their seventh-month anniversary.
Wow, good for them. That's cute. They're one of our biggest listeners, actually, so shout out to them.
They're our number one. They're not listening right now,
but still.
This is the one show they've ever missed.
Yeah.
So I just want to welcome you guys all. It is 8 o'clock, 8:04 on a Wednesday night.
April 4th. Already April. I can't believe that.
Did you do anything crazy for April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day.
Any pranks?
Actually.
Did you?
Did we, Aussie?
I know, because we're inseparable.
We pretty much live together.
Actually.
24/7.
Well, I'm going off topic here, yeah. But I did want to inform the audience on what we did to our... I don't know, our colleague. Yeah, that's what he
our
is.
Colleague, so fellow our colleague, fellow DJ, are here on
from Sports City. Jay Smith. We ended up saran wrapping his door and
the complete outside of the door. So if he was inside, he would open the door and just see like saran wrap all the way up and down.
And it wasn't just like it wasn't very difficult for him to like get out, but still it would have been a problem in the morning, especially since he wakes up so groggily. So that morning, we asked him what had happened with the prank, whether or not he enjoyed it, cleaning it up.
Yeah, first we were eating breakfast with him, and he's sitting there completely acting as if nothing ever happened.
And we started getting really paranoid.
So, Jay Smith, like, anything different this morning coming down to breakfast?
No, nothing really.
And so what ended up happening, I guess someone took it down.
We have no idea
and
who it was.
So whoever it was, it's very lame of you, I guess I would say.
Yeah,
because
thanks. That was a waste of a good prank. We used a lot of saran wrap. That was,
I don't know. Talking about April Fool's Day jokes, though, Mitt Romney had a joke played on him.
Oh, nice transition. Whoa.
Guess what time it is, Aaron? Daily squeeze.
Okay.
In Milwaukee this past April Fool's Day, Mitt Romney's staff decided to play an April Fool's Day joke, and they set up a room identical to the room where the candidate was supposed to meet with voters over a pancake breakfast. And so the staff had Mitt Romney wait outside, and they went along as if it was the real thing. They did the announcement, played his intro song, and they actually had a fake applause sound effect. And Mitt Romney walks in to an empty room because they set up an identical room on the wrong floor. And Mitt Romney didn't know. Yeah, and so then they just all had a good laugh. And they caught it on tape if you guys want to look it up. But
oh my gosh, Republicans are just so lame. No, I'm just kidding. So also in the news, since we're in our Daily Squeeze segment now, we totally went in that randomly. Okay, Adam Levine and his supermodel girlfriend split up. According to the girlfriend, Adam and I have decided to separate in an amicable and supportive manner. We still love and respect each other as friends. I wish him all the best. You know what? What I'm thinking is all these celebrities always say we're going to be friends after this, right? But you can't.
You can't be friends with an ex.
I mean, maybe you can, but
possibly.
It's not the same. And okay, I really hope, whatever. They'll be friends. Okay. The 33-year-old Maroon 5 frontman and judge/mentor on The Voice, and the 26-year-old model who goes by Ann V, say it was harder to maintain a long-distance relationship since Ann V travels constantly for photo shoots. I mean, I would think he would have more of an issue with it because he's like really big now. I mean, sure, he was big in Maroon 5, but now that he's on The Voice, I mean, this show's really taking off.
He has another thing to be big about.
Yeah, I mean, like, in one sense, I see him, like, trying to think, oh, well, like, I'm a big shot now. I don't need to be tied down.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. But, so talking about breakups, Katy Perry and Russell Brand, hey, Kay Sully, did you know they got divorced?
Unfortunately.
So, they got divorced, and Russell is giving Katy the $6.5 million house, and he's also starring in a new movie. So that's what's going on in couple news.
That's a pretty nice, thing to give up, $6.5 million house.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like Katy Perry couldn't afford it. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
She does make a lot of money.
I don't know. Another thing new coming up, everyone knows, is Easter, whether you celebrate it or not. But a cute thing, I guess you can say, is that in some states, minus Florida, that's where they have it illegal, they're selling dyed little baby chicks
like,
in some stores.
Wait, like, do they dye them after? Like, how do they do that?
They actually insert dye into the egg 10 days before it's supposed to hatch. And then they hatch neon colors.
That's
so
like,
you can have them. There's green, yellow, blue, and purple. And I think
like
pink.
That's some creepy version of genetic engineering. I mean,
I don't know what I feel about it. It's real. They're really cute, and I want one. But there's always the day after Easter where I don't know. What are you going to do with a dyed chick?
I mean, Miss Country, Miss Massachusetts country lady here. Didn't you used to like play with geese and chickens when you were a little girl on the farm?
Yeah, we actually hatched chicks in our bathtub.
Yeah,
but
so you can just keep those so in your bathtub.
I've had my day of chickens. I'm over them.
So also in the news, did you ever watch That 70 Show?
Well, yes, of course everyone
you did.
Loves That 70 Show.
That 70 Show, the best show ever. So Eric Foreman, that's Topher Grace's sister in That 70 Show. I think her name was Lori. Yeah, Lori. She was arrested for a DUI, and she is now being held on a $50,000 bail. I mean, her name is Lisa Robin Kelly. She, I don't know, like, thinking about it, all the stars that were on That 70 Show, they've taken off so much. I mean, Fez is like a supermodel slash. I think
there's Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. I mean, Mila Kunis is freaking Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
I mean,
especially with like Black Swan coming out
Topher
last
Grace
year.
Topher Grace was in Spider-Man 3, I think, and he was just, I mean, people still like him. I mean, I don't think he would have a problem getting roles. Donna is now.
It's just hot Donna.
Well, she's also on a new show with Chelsea lately.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody on that show seems like they have something going for them. But apparently when she was on That 70s Show, she had to be replaced because of her issues, because she was problematic before.
Oh, really?
So they replaced her like in the middle of the season, I believe. So you guys should like really look out for that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's kind of crazy to think how
it sucks to be her. Everyone else in.
Oh my gosh. And
everyone
else
is so well off.
And if you guys look at her mugshot, it is terrible. She doesn't look as good as she used to. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to be cruel, but she's pretty rough around the edges. So, the Beatles might be coming back. Well, not the actual Beatles, but
that would be everyone's dream to have the Beatles back together.
That's one of my biggest regrets, like, even though it can't be a regret because I wasn't alive for them, but I just...
No, definitely. Yeah. If I had a time machine, I would go back and be at a Beatles concert.
Yeah, so the sons of the Beatles are planning on making a band of their own. James, that's Paul's son, is the one that really wants to do it. He's 34 years old. He's a singer and songwriter. And he told BBC he'd be up for forming a band with some of the other musically inclined, you know, with them. With the rest
of
the
sons. Wonder how good they are as musicians, though, if the talent skipped a generation or...
Yeah, they're...
I don't know. They would definitely make it off really well.
They were thinking about being called the Beatles, the next generation. And James even suggested that he had a discussion with the other Beatle offspring, and it could really result in them creating this. I mean, I think they could have a shot at this.
They can do it. Part of me, though, is they're definitely going to make a lot of money with this, and I think they know that.
Then again, they could just totally sink and fail and then be known as their father's failures.
Yeah, you know? A lot of pressure. Because no one can ever top the Beatles. But I guess if you were to try, it should be if you were the actual genes of the Beatles.
Yeah,
lineage.
I guess if anybody could, it would probably be them. So speaking about the Beatles, we have The Night Before. It's one of their not as popular, but love it.
Makes me wanna cry. We said all goodbye the night before. Love was in your eyes the night before. treat me like you did the night before. It makes me wanna cry. Were you telling lies?
The night before.
Was I so unwise?
The night before.
When I held you near, you were so sincere. Treat me like you did the night before. Like the night before.
And we are back. You're listening to The Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu.
This is Aussie and Kay Sully. Feel free to call in at any time to voice your opinion on anything we're talking about. The number is 415-482-3587. That's 415-482-3587.
So, Kay Sully decided to make a little jingle out of that. I don't know. did you want to play that jingle, or did you want to wait until it's a little bit more produced?
Maybe let's wait until it's slightly more edited.
While we're on the topic though of production, we're going to be having a show on Saturday.
Oh, that is right. 2-hour show special.
Well, it actually might carry on a little bit longer, maybe a little bit less. And we will be interviewing CEO from We Move Against the Tides, Victor Valle. And I think he's bringing his crew.
Yep. So it should be a really good interview. They're really like the up and coming, really popular group.
I mean, they're coming out in the world. Yeah. Their business is pretty good. We're going to go over it more, obviously, once they're in studio. But just a little sneak preview of what's to come. Hey, Kay Sully.
Yes.
I have a little question for you, though.
Okay.
Has anybody ever used pickup lines on you?
Pickup lines?
Just like a pickup line in general.
Oh, just pickup lines?
Just because they want to get your number.
actually. There was last New Year's, actually, I think I was had my phone out and everything. And a guy, I don't know what he said exactly, but he came up and was just kind of like, oh, while you have your phone out, you might as well put my contact in because I think it would look really good there or something like that. It was just a terrible pickup line.
You want to know one of my favorite pickup lines that this little kid actually used at? On me. I was at a Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for my drink, and this little kid just kind of walks, he's not really little, he's like in middle school, but I was in high school, and he just walks up to me and he goes, excuse me, I think you dropped this. And I look at it and it was his number. I thought it was so cute, but I didn't save the number and I didn't call him, and
that
he
just
did
would
not
be weird.
Live happily ever after. But I mean, it was a really good idea. So smooth for a little middle schooler.
For a little kid, he's probably really smooth now with his moves.
Yeah, he's probably pimping. He's probably using these lines. I'm going to try these on you. And Kay Sully, you have to tell me honestly whether or not
if it would work on me or not.
Yeah, because some of these,
some of them clever, though, where it's like, oh.
Yeah, some of them, I read them, and I just went, oh, of course I'll go out with you to my computer. Okay, so here's one. Can I take a picture of you so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas?
That one, I guess it might depend on the year. I mean, the time of year, you know.
Okay, so if it was around Christmas time.
I might laugh, but that's so cheesy.
What about, I know I don't have a chance, but I just wanted to hear an angel talk.
No, that's stupid.
You wouldn't fall for that. I think I would just go, aw.
And would you talk?
I don't think I would talk. I would just kind of
be like, oh.
There's also some, there's this one. Him. Can I have directions? Her. to wear him to your heart.
That one's kind of cute,
no,
I guess.
No, that one.
Although, what if you're like, no, I'm really bad with directions. That's how I would answer if someone asked for directions. I'm terrible at giving directions.
That's almost as bad as the time some guy tried to hold my hand and I just high-fived him.
Yeah. Just awkward things.
Excuse me, I think you have something in your eye. Nope, it's just a sparkle. Would that one work on you?
Probably not.
Yeah, me neither. What about him? Do you have any raisins? Her? No. Him? How about a date?
Raisins?
Yeah, because you know how raisins are like...
Oh! See, that wouldn't work because I wouldn't get it. I'm too slow for
this. So, guys, if you are going to be using pickup lines, just don't use them on Kay Sully because it'll take her a little while to process it. She'll probably run back to me and tell me some guy just came up to me and asked me if I had raisins and then asked me for dates. I don't get it. Yeah. So, what about him? Poof. Her. What are you doing? Him. I'm here. What are your other two wishes?
No, not even. That just sounds so cocky. Don't ever do that, listeners.
Don't do what?
That one. That's probably the worst one.
Well, I'm a very big Harry Potter fan. So
yes.
I actually memorized some Harry Potter pickup lines.
That were in the books or
no,
movies?
No, like that I learned.
Oh,
for example, watch this one, Kay Sully. Are you a Dementor? Because you take my breath away.
That just sounds like it should be on a popsicle stick. Not like, not the start of anything good.
What about, I see Hagrid's not the only giant on this campus. Yeah.
Chill. It's just dead air. I don't understand some of these.
Yeah. For those of you who did understand that, I'm sorry you have to just get over this with Kay Sully. So, moving on from that interesting topic, the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation researched women's scent preferences in 10 major U.S. cities and found that girls in each city love their guys to have a particular smell. Some scents make perfect sense.
Pun intended.
Yeah, they're trying to, okay. New Yorkers dig men who smell like coffee. I mean, I would
coffee.
Think that would be coffee. I think that would be like Seattle. I mean, I love the smell of coffee. I mean,
or just New England coffee is just the best.
And apparently California girls love the beach, while others aren't so obvious. And Philly girls love the smell of laundry. Also on this list, there's girls from Houston like the smell of barbecue sauce. So if their guys wear barbecue sauce scented cologne, you have them all over you.
Some of these, though, I think it says like San Diego, their favorite smell is suntan lotion.
I think that applies like to different girls, yeah. Not regions in general, because I think all these scents, I mean, the scents that they use are cherry, coffee, barbecue.
They're kind of like what the area is known as.
Well, I don't even agree with that because I love the smell of vanilla. I love the smell of lavender, which is apparently the smell every girl from Los Angeles loves, which is me. And cut grass is if you're from Minneapolis, and eucalyptus if you're from Phoenix. I mean, some of these are just so random. Cherry... Or girls from Atlanta like cherry.
That one's random. I don't understand that one.
And then from Dallas.
You like smoke or fireplace?
Yeah. So, I mean, apparently, according to Men's Health, women love these scents. So, first off, this website is meant to promote thinking women are so easily won over by any little tricks.
Just the smell.
Yeah, but I don't think that's really true. Only because... I don't know.
Everyone is just so different.
You can't just generalize it. I guess what we would have to do is get a girl from every area and ask them, do you like the smell of coffee? And then see what they say.
I think, though, if I had a pick from this list, I would probably do the smell of coffee, which I guess makes sense because that's the closest.
I mean, if my guy were to smell like vanilla, though, I think I might be a little...
I feel like the girl should smell like vanilla, yeah, not the guy.
I would be put a little bit off there. If he smelled like cherry, I don't I wouldn't know what to think. And if he smelled like barbecue, I mean, I was a vegetarian for 3 years.
That would not work for you.
If he smelled like barbecue, that might be a red flag. I mean, barbecue sauce.
My grandmother had the rule where if you it smells like anything you should be eating, you shouldn't smell like it. So that would apply.
Oh, okay, then. So girls or guys smelling like lavender, that makes sense, though. I wouldn't mind a guy smelling like lavender. That's pretty nice.
Girly smell.
What about suntan lotion and the ocean? I actually think that's pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
I
just
really
Old
like
Spice. It's not the one.
All right. Everybody just play it simple for Kay Sully. Okay. So as we figure out what's taking our pal, Jacob. No, I really don't want to cut
their date short.
They're on their 7th month anniversary. Oh my gosh. They're already going to be a year.
Almost 3 more months. No.
No.
Gosh, this is embarrassing. Do your math.
But
12 months in a year.
So, you know, we're not gonna rush them too much. So,
nope.
Just take your time, Jacob, if you're listening, and Nicole. Here's Kings of Leon's with "Sex on Fire." And we are back. You're listening to The Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu. Remember, if you guys want to call or give a shout out, our number is 415-482-3587. And we are just finding out right now that Jacob is not going to be able to come only because it is his 7th month anniversary. And I'm so happy that him and Nicole are having a wonderful evening right now. So we would hate to interrupt that. They're just an amazing couple. You know what? I think we should actually schedule to have them both in. So right now we're working on getting our pal Jay Smith in here. And while Kay Sully's consulting our colleague, we're going to be playing some Lana Del Rey.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean, for sure. You're so fresh to death and sick as cancer. You're so punk rock, I grew up on hip hop. You fit me better than my favorite sweater.
That was Blue Jeans by Lana Del Rey. I want to dedicate that song to... Nah, you know what? We don't need names. But we do need to let my roommates know that Lana Del Rey is amazing in every way. And we're actually going to be playing another song by her later on in the show. And
more so just everyone who doesn't like Lana Del Rey. There's so much controversy against her. But she's good.
Hey, yo, stop playing with your mic.
I'm sorry.
What are you, five?
No, I was falling off my chair.
I'm just kidding. Kay Sully is very professional. You're barefoot, bro.
You know, April is the month of national barefootness, so
okay,
it works.
I'd like to see you pull up your statistics right now on the computer. I think you're just pulling this all out of your... Cut. End scene. So, we were talking about pickup lines earlier in the show. And, you know, I think it's been a very relationship-y show.
Yeah, throughout our past shows.
You know what?
Much.
I am going to dedicate this show to Jacob and Nicole.
Okay.
Because they have just been so amazing. I know you guys think we're just being flakes and weirdos, but
we owe a lot to Jacob and Nicole.
Let's just put it this way. They picked us up from San Francisco. We were lost for about, 5 hours?
Yeah, I would hate to admit it, but yeah, we were lost for the longest time, and we didn't know what to do.
So, Kay Sully here started going delirious. She was talking to herself.
We were actually, we could tell this story, right? It doesn't make us sound too bad of people.
No, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, so we were actually lost. We ended up on this corner by an IHOP.
At a club.
Yeah, so we're standing out there. There's tons of people. So we thought, at least, some of these people are a little bit crazy, but at least we're by people, not completely in a dark alleyway, and there's an IHOP. So I don't know whose idea it was. It might have been yours.
It was definitely yours. It was definitely okay. Yours. You were going delirious.
Taking full credit for this then.
Everything sounded good at that time. Let's just put it that way.
We decided that worst comes to worst, we would spend the night in an IHOP.
And buy a pancake every hour.
So they couldn't kick us out. I would take a nap first hour, and while Aussie ate her pancake, and then she would wake me up. I would order a pancake and coffee.
Now, guys, before you guys judge us, we were so desperate. So Jacob and Nicole picked us up at about 3 o'clock in the morning from San Francisco.
Yeah, because we were trying. It was that early, huh?
Actually, I think we were even
the
thinking
buses
about
had shut
back.
Down. Yeah.
Well, I don't think everybody needs to know the story, but worst comes to worst, we were stranded in San Francisco, and they were our saviors and heroes. So we would like to dedicate this show to Jacob and Nicole. So enjoy your 7th month. Now, on that note of our pathetic-ness.
All right, switch over to
whole world. How do you feel about us now? I found this article on girls' do's. I guess it's a list of things girls apparently do that are very unattractive to guys. I mean, girls.
But they think it's very attractive.
Yeah, so.
So this segment can be about true beauty. I guess we can call it that, right?
The true beauty segment?
Yeah. And we'll cancel out how all these aren't really true beauty, right?
I guess we'll agree with them. All right. So there's the classic fish face, making your lips look bigger than they really are.
And then all
Kay Sully was just making the face as if you guys could see her.
Yeah, guys. Well, and then there's also kind of to go along with the fish face is the duck face that everyone does in their profile pictures for Facebook.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
I don't do it either. Too mainstream.
We're so hipster. Then there's also the baby voice.
I can't picture people doing this.
No. I've actually talked to guys considering dating them, and then they pull out the baby voice. No, the baby voice.
Oh gosh.
In text messages, I think it's worse. But
oh, like when people are like, "I love you," and it's
Look, I do that to my best friend, but I mean, when a guy does that to me, it's on a completely different level. I mean, first off, don't do that. Like, seriously, like, I don't even think we're that close to begin with, and he just pulled out the baby voice, and yet I still went along with it. I kept trying to ignore it.
Did you talk back so you guys were just talking in baby voices?
I did not fall through. So I mean, would you date a guy who talked to you in the baby voice?
Definitely not if that's the only voice or like the only way he would write out texts. And even short and abbreviated text messages, I don't really like.
Wow, so you like pull out your grammar book when it comes out to that. Kay Sully, we need to work on that.
The generation, though, this is complete side note, generation's going downhill in grammar.
And okay, so everyone's a philosopher. Another thing on this list are hair extensions. Guys really don't like hair extensions. I thought guys liked long hair.
Yeah, I thought all guys
like maybe it's long just hair. Like hair extensions in general. I mean, they kind of do look kind of gross sometimes, but
some people can really pull them off though, and you
never
know.
Yeah, I guess it's just like Well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for a guy, but this That's might be true. Like natural for them. I mean, maybe on Saturday. On Saturday, we'll question the gang.
Definitely. See their opinion.
We move against the Tides gang when they stroll in.
I have a funny story with short hair versus long hair. I had super long hair in 10th grade.
Okay, now, how do you define super long?
It was down to a little bit above my elbow.
Okay, then. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's it was long. Really long. And, I was with this guy, and then I didn't tell him, and I just kind of went into the hairdresser one day, and I cut my hair above my ears, pretty much. I donated it. I donated 12 inches.
That was noble of you, but
yeah, and then without telling him that I got my hair cut, I asked, do you like long hair or short hair? And he said, long hair. And then the next day in school, I was just like, hey, I have short hair now, but...
He got over it. Okay. So another thing on this list are spray tans. I mean, I don't have to worry about that because I am so freaking dark. But Kay Sully, have you ever tried out spray tans?
No, I've never done spray tans.
I've seen people try out spray tans and they just look so bad. Like it's
You
really
just look
bad.
Orange.
No, not only that, they look blotchy sometimes. Like it doesn't even tan evenly. Then there's also chronic dieting. Kay Sully and I can kind of, no chronic dieting.
No, everyone chronic diets. Everyone goes on diets.
I think what annoys me most are the girls who are so freaking skinny, they can eat whatever they want, and then they go, oh, yeah, I just want to gain some weight.
You're just like, be quiet.
Yeah, those people make
No, but this is where the true beauty segment gets its name, in saying that guys don't like, they like your natural skin color, not to be spray tan, and they don't necessarily. I know a lot of guys I've talked to, they don't like it when girls are super, super skinny.
Well, yeah, and they're like, super skinny, and then there's being, like, having a gut.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
But, like, I don't know, a lot of the guys I've talked to, unless I appreciate it, they're just, I don't care.
Or they're lying you just to have your to
be
face.
Yeah, they're probably lying
or
to my
they're
face.
Lying to your face to make they're
like, you just have to be
better.
Healthy. Just be healthy.
All right. And then there's also on this list really quick. Let's summarize this. Acting dumb, making your boobs look bigger than they really are. Showing all the goods, all the girls' goodies at once. Overplucked or super thin eyebrows. You know, like cholas. Cholas with their with their drawn on eyebrows. For those of you guys who don't know, and guys, for those of you who are thinking, what? Who doesn't know what a chola is? Kay Sully didn't until a few months ago. So, anyways, there's tramp stamps. I didn't know that that would be on the list.
I kind of saw this one coming though, because they're called tramp stamps for a reason.
Well, I mean, that's just a popular place to get a tattoo.
If you think about it, like, if I was to get a tattoo, it's just that is a good spot.
It is.
I just would never get it because of the name. And because everyone would be like, oh, you're such a tramp.
Well, but whatever. And there's glossy lips and intense mascara. I guess those could fall over the makeup overload category.
Yeah.
But another thing that really surprised me that was on this list, this is the last thing on this list, is dark eye makeup and red lipstick.
Which are like, red lipstick's your favorite thing.
Red lipstick's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
I think I actually wore red lipstick today. I'm not even sure. It doesn't last the whole day, but I mean, I love red lipstick and I didn't know it was so unattractive to some people. Like, maybe I should tone it down on the red
lipstick. Maybe you shouldn't wear red lipstick.
No, Kay Sully, I own 7 different shades of red to have red lipstick. I am not going to stop. You know what? I don't care. This is where I don't give up. Oh, I can't. Dang it. I can't even say like my catchphrase.
Dang it.
Dang it. All right. Also, like now that list is over, I wanted to ask you, do you like cocky and funny guys? Do you know what I mean by that?
People who are they have self-confidence. So that they're kind of cocky, but they're funny.
Men's Health. Again, we're going to refer to Men's Health, thinks that girls are super into cocky and funny guys, and they're the guys that end up getting the girls.
Well, that goes with the idea that everyone falls for, like,
The tricks.
But and then the people, like, the sweet, nice guys that are always your friends, who you always complain to, they're always alone. Like, you know what I mean?
No. Not at all.
No.
Because my guy friends, a majority of, or, well, a few of them have girlfriends. Or, like, we are never going to work out together because it's just impossible.
Yeah.
And we kind of address that. Like, we begin, hi, let's be friends because we will never work out together, ever. And I make that a statement.
Well, I think everyone's attracted to confidence, if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I guess I can see how that works. So the way I see it, Men's Health, that magazine, is the men's version of Cosmo.
Yeah.
So I guess girls believe, oh, hey, let me read this Cosmo article because it's going to help me find a boyfriend. That's how Men's Health sees it. I mean, I can see them as being very similar.
Yeah. So you think this article was, guys, be more cocky and funny.
Like, girls will get like a girl. You. Yeah, that's pretty much what the article is saying. Also, there was a list on this similar article. It was like on the next page over. It says, guys worry about the thin line between being compassionate and being whipped. I mean, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be an issue, though.
It shouldn't be.
But, I mean, it's one of the main concerns. It was, like, listed as one of the main concerns guys have. Like, they want to define that
line. It's all about who has the power in the relationship.
I mean, I wouldn't mind giving the guy the power in the relationship. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I would want the power in the relationship.
You would wear the pants?
Yeah, definitely, I think. Oh. I would want to, at least.
Really?
Yeah, and be the I like being the one in charge in a relationship.
Girls are manipulative in their own way, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm very, like, traditional in that way, like, the guy should wear the pants.
Yeah, I would want everyone else to think the guy wears the pants, but there's that whole thing. There's the whole thing where, like, the guy has the head, but the woman is the neck, and she can turn him whatever way. Have you ever heard that? I'm probably butchering how it goes.
That also goes along with this little quote that guys really don't have the final decisions.
Yeah, it's always the girl.
It's also on this list.
That's so funny.
Oh, I found one that was so interesting. Guys talk about girls more than girls talk about guys.
Really? I wouldn't see that one as true.
I think we should really address this one on Saturday with the group.
We'll talk about that. Only because, get the guy's perspective.
What do you think? Girls talk about guys pretty often. I mean, it doesn't revolve around our world. I mean, we're not obsessed with it, but it does come up pretty often. So that means you guys are probably talking about girls 24/7.
Yeah, or like every minute. I don't know.
Well,
they probably talk about sports.
Yeah. Anywho, guys think way too much. One small thing a girl does, even if she doesn't notice it, can make a guy think about it for hours trying to figure out what it meant. Girls are the same exact way. So I actually didn't think it would matter so much with guys, though. But
or I would think that the guy wouldn't even notice what you do.
Exactly.
I feel like guys are so oblivious. Yeah.
Oblivious. All right. We're so professional. Guys are good flatterers when courting, but they usually stammer when they talk to a girl they really like. I think that's adorable. That makes my heart melt.
Oh.
I know. It's adorable. It just kind of humanizes guys in general. So, and this one was my personal favorite because back when I used to hang out with my boys, I don't know if you remember, I punched David so hard. I knocked the wind out of him on one of our walks.
Yeah.
And apparently guys don't like girls who punch harder than they do.
Again, it goes back to the power.
Then again, I don't think I punch harder than he does. I just kind of got lucky and punched him like
in the right spot.
In the right spot. Because I really I don't punch too hard. I mean,
you punch kind of hard.
Can't you punch me. All right. So, I think I want to play the audience a little preview. I mean, it's not a new preview, but we just don't play on the show all that often. So I hope you guys enjoy this. After this, we're going to be playing another song by Lana Del Rey. As we said earlier, it's called Dark Paradise, and it's probably one of my favorites right now.
Hi, this is Kay Sully.
L7 winning.
Telling you to listen to The Juice Box every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. Don't miss the fun and excitement and the explosions.
She is... is just kidding. There will not be any explosions, but there will be some music, mustache madness.
Your mustache is crooked!
And so much more. So don't forget, The Juice Box every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. This is Aussie and Kay Sully signing out.
We'll see you later, Juice Box! Everyone wave goodbye to Juice Box! Literally wave! Do it!
Hi, this is Kay Sully.
Friends tell me I should move on. I'm lying in the ocean singing your song. Ah, that's how you sang it.
Punching their kids in the face.
Like a leprechaun to me. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, and I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now?
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
Innocent? Completely innocent and falsely accused in every aspect?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell!
All right, and then you're back with Aussie and Kay Sully for our True American of the Week. It is a Minnesota waitress claims that a $12,000 tip that was left at her table was simply just a tip and not drug money. The money was actually left in kind of a to-go box, so there's some question behind it, and that is a huge tip. So yeah, definitely some doubt to if it really is just a tip or if it is drug money, because later on she was smelling like marijuana, so there is definitely probably drugs involved in it.
So that is our True American of the Week. We are concluding the show with a song called Back in the Day. It is already going to be 9 o'clock. Wow. So for those of you who guys for those of you who are procrastinating at home, you guys should get to it. up next is Loose Lips with DJ Lucky. And we will see you guys on Saturday.
Right, and where are you going?
America.
Why do you want to go there?
I know it's had a bad press recently, but it's the place that's taken my fancy.
Will you be gone for long?
Forever.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days
when I was just a little gigolo, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. You'll remember when